Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number one, Christmas Eve edition. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Here in the G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and you. Hopefully everybody's having a phenomenal hump day and Christmas Eve to all of those who partake. As we get you set for Cowboys Commanders Christmas Day, 9 a.m. Brian and I will have the pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan, kickoff at noon, postgame until 6 o'clock. Gavin Dawson, Eric Chiafalo on vacation. Give them some love on socials. How is everybody doing? 877-881-1053 on the truckrick.com fan text. Let us know what you're doing out and about. But we did get the news, Brian. Tyler Guyton officially on injured reserve. That ends his 2025 season. Cowboys have added defensive back Corey Ballantyne. He was signed to the active roster from the practice squad, also elevating Justin Barron, the linebacker from the practice squad, for tomorrow's game against the Commanders. Commanders also officially listing out Laremy Tunsil, their starting left tackle, and defensive tackle Deron Payne. So two big outs for them, and they are officially going to be starting Josh Johnson. So the question now is, is Josh Johnson about to have a career day against the Dallas Cowboys? And if so, do you just Lane Kiffin, Matt Eberflus, and leave his ass on the tarmac? Do you just say, dude, I don't know what to do with this anymore?
I know this watching Josh Johnson play, and it really it was the Philadelphia game last week is what I got to see him. Like I was talking with you know, with Majors and Alec and you, that the ball's going to get out quick. And I would not be surprised. They're going to be committed to running the football tomorrow. They're really going to test to see if you know your run defense is up to snuff. The pass will be, you know, they've got really all their weapons, and their weapons are very, very good. You know, it's just unfortunate that their quarterback for them has been basically out the whole year. You know, they've lost some games. Their defense has not been as good as it has in the past. We'll get into that that today. We'll focus on their defense and Krusty's corner. But the way that they're going to try and move the football on you is quick pass and run. And they're going to try and take advantage of you having no pass rush and then maybe some of the struggles that you're having in the secondary as well.
The questionable, you have Tyler Booker with the ankle, Kalen Carson with the hammy, Ryan Flannoy still questionable with the knee, and him not practicing yesterday, I was wondering about that one, but Quinnen Williams also is the other questionable player. He was close on Sunday. Hopefully he's back, but I guess at this point of the season, since you're eliminated, there's no need to push it. Javonte Williams, full participant today, so he does not have an injury designation. Kalen Carson's one of these guys, man. I'm starting to, like, is he just going to be a hurt guy forever? You know, because we liked him coming out, but if he's not available to play, and then when he plays, he hasn't looked great, but I also think that's, you know, he's in and he's out of the lineup. He can't build any type of consistency.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue with Carson so far. You know, we kind of thought maybe, you know, guy had third-round ability. You watch him play at a Wake Forest. He was competitive. He was tough. He would tackle. You watch him in coverage, man, zone, played well. Cowboys really thought they stole a guy there. And unfortunately for him, though, he can't stay healthy enough to play. And you wonder if, in fact, that this game is too big for him. Mm. You wonder that. That's the things that I kind of now when I watch him play, or when you know when he there was a time you know early in the year where when he came back from injury, he looked like he was okay. Okay, here, you know he was the movement, the cover skills, and all that.
Arizona played well. Vegas played well.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, when you have to rely on him to play and go out there, he can't answer the bell. And that's unfortunate. Availability is your best attribute, and he doesn't have that right now. And so when you start to talk about defensive backs, he should be one of these guys that is out there playing right now as a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
He can't answer the bell for you, and that's the unfortunate thing.
It's amazing how that position over just like 18 months, it went from, okay, they've got this thing figured out. You've got Bland for the future. You got Diggs for the future. They drafted Savone Revel. You're thinking, all right, you can kind of slow play him, ease him into it. Maybe Kalen Carson will develop into something. And now you have question marks on everyone. I mean, I'm hoping so. Savone Revel's definitely a guy these next two games I'm going to be watching. I think everybody will be. How does he bounce back? Short-term memory, right? You need that as a corner. He went 14 months without playing football. I just want to see improvement from him. How's he moving on that knee? I know that brace has given him issues. Yeah. He acknowledged that in the locker room. And he's going to have to deal with that the rest of the year. Hopefully he can get off of it next year. But you know those young type of players are who now, when there's nothing left to play for, I know the offense, they're going to go out there and do everything they can, Dak, to win games. But Savone Revel's certainly one you're looking to see, hey, can he make some positive strides these next two games?
Yeah, the thing with Revel, he is one of those guys that I really don't worry about him because I've seen him play before in a way, playing a very, very high level, play with grit, toughness, chip on his shoulder, tackle, knock balls down, drive on balls. The brace is a problem for him right now. Yeah, I mean, they're doing all they can to kind of get that thing squared up, and he's trying his best. It maybe moves on him a little bit. It slips a little bit. I mean, it's not an easy thing to have to do with, but that's the hand that's dealt with him right now. I'm grateful the fact that he's out there playing. I'm glad he's getting experience. I'm glad he's getting the opportunity to be a part of this because there was some question. You know, in training camp, he was working really well with Britt Brown, doing everything he had. And then they had a little bit of a setback there. And then now he kind of had to start things over again. And so he really, every game he plays, it's like he's going through a preseason. And now he's, mm-hmm. Now he's to the point where they've got him out there starting. And, listen, you're gonna have some growing pains with some of these corners. I'm just happy that he's out there playing because I think if you get him through this season, get him more experience, let him have an off season where he doesn't have to worry about rehab or when he's going to get drafted or any of these things. I think you're going to have a really, really good player. You could tell it's important to him. Give me that guy that's got the makeup, the character, and the desire to be really good, and I'll take my chances with those guys all day.
877-881-1053. We got a text from the 817. Hey, in case I forgot to say it, Merry Christmas, everyone at 1053 and beyond to all the ears you are touching today. Love you. Appreciate you. And I don't know the answer to this question, 682. They put 3,000 on 8.5 wins for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
If they finish at 8-8-1, would that be a push? I think they're going to take you for a loss. I think you had to hit 9 wins or you're going to lose the bet.
I think so, too. I'm not a gambler unless it's on horse racing.
I don't think they're going to give you that benefit.
No, but I don't think they give you the benefit of the doubt. So that's, but technically that's 8.5, right? Ties
the tie
considered
so
a half.
Maybe you'll get that.
It might be a push. That might be a push though, if you think about it, because eight. Yeah, that might be a push. Yeah,
that could be. It probably just depends on where you placed it. But I think you could argue your way into that, boys. If you were out on the Mavericks, it's time to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Flagg has been absolutely incredible. He was brilliant last night. So was Anthony Davis. I mean, both of them, 30-plus points. Mavs rally. They beat the Nuggets 131-130. AD with 31-9 to go along with three steals and a block. And then you have, man, Cooper Flagg has just been unbelievable. 33 points. He's 4 of 6 from downtown. We were talking about that three-point shot. Well, he was red hot to start the game from three. He was feeling it. The Joker saying he's just mature, wise beyond his years out there. I mean, the guy has been on an absolute tear statistically when you look at these Cooper Flagg numbers. And hey, they're 12-19. They're 9-9 at home, but they have found a way now to beat Detroit, and they found a way to beat Denver in what was an incredible game last night.
It was incredible. You know, I think they've beaten Denver twice now, haven't they?
They might have.
I think they won a game earlier in the year where it's one of those deals where they go out and lose to New Orleans and then find a way to kind of rally the next.
Yeah, they've scored 131 on Denver now twice in both wins this year.
Yeah. It's amazing how they've kind of found their way of winning these games against quality opponents and then against.
And then you lose to New Orleans.
And then, you lose to New Orleans and teams like that, you know. But, hey, it's, you know, Cooper Flagg is, there was a lot of concern about me. How was a guy that was, was he 19 years old now?
Now he's 19. He's
19 years old?
Turned 19 over the weekend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had 33-9-9. He had a season-high 4 threes. He's now 5 of 7 from three since he turned 19. Yeah. That's in two games.
Yeah.
He was 23.4% from behind the arc prior to that. At Duke, he made only 24.4% before he turned 18. Yeah. And then after that, it spiked to 44.7%.
Yeah.
So if this is anything like last year at Duke, he's going to go on a tear now from three. I mean, his last five games, he's averaging 27.6 points a game, 7.2 boards, 5.6 assists, just under 2 blocks a game, a steal a game. Well, he's been unbelievable.
Well, him not having to handle the ball as a point is, I think, has been...
Which, my gosh, that was foolish from the get-go.
Yeah. That was kind of wishful thinking there, but they quickly were able to adjust, so good for them getting that done.
9-4 is definitely not a push. That's a loss. You have to get to 9 wins. Been sports gambling for over 30 years. There I would go. Trust them. And no, 6-8-2. Nico was not right because he did not have anything to do with Cooper Flagg. All right? That was luck. That was sheer luck, unless you believe, and some foolery going on behind the scenes. But either way, you're not giving Nico credit for Cooper Flagg. And the Anthony Davis stuff, if you're looking to trade him, hey, this is great. AD, stay healthy and keep putting out tremendous performances like this. But they're hoping to get Kyrie back. I mean, I think listening right now, if teams are going to undersell for Anthony Davis, if they're not going to go ahead and give them an offer where they're actually getting something solid in return, they're not just going to give Anthony Davis away. So they'll wait till Kyrie comes back, and then they'll play this thing out, and you never know. But the way Cooper Flagg is playing, I think should have all Maverick fans right now super, super pumped for the future. Yeah. He's been incredible.
Yeah, he has been. I mean, there was so much made about him coming into the draft, you know, and where, you know, people saw him as a player, as a potential what he could be for a guy so young.
I know, it's crazy.
He's really adapted to the NBA game well. You know, and you could tell he's out there, he's having fun.
He's competing with, I mean, he doesn't look.
His teammates love, you could tell his teammates love playing for
absolutely.
Him. Absolutely. Because of just the way that he gets things done.
Bummer for the Stars. I thought they had this thing in the third period. I really did. They go up 3-2. Wyatt puts them up with a power play goal. I mean, the power play has just been sizzling. They get 2 power play goals. Roope Hintz gets one in the second period. Wyatt then puts them up 3-2 in the third. And then late in the third period, it's Dylan Larkin. And I feel like any time the Stars play Detroit, Dylan Larkin has just been an absolute thorn in the Stars' side. He ties it up at 3, and then just 34 seconds into overtime, he gets the game winner. So Detroit wins 4-3. Stars do get a point, which is important because you need everything you can in this central division. It's unbelievable. The 3 best teams in hockey are in the central right now. So you're trying to just claw for everything you can get. But a bummer. I thought they would be able to come away with a road victory there. NHL, now they're going to be off till Saturday. They're taking a nice little break there. So you won't get your hockey fixed until Saturday.
Staying out of the way of the NBA and NFL.
We're not going to compete with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to take a little break here and everything's going to be okay. We'll let those guys duke it out for supremacy here. No big deal. And it's going to be a bummer because tomorrow, now the NFL, the Christmas Day games, I mentioned Josh Johnson starting. It's official. You are not going to have J.J. McCarthy, and you're not going to have the either Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. So it's Max Brosmer from Minnesota, and it's Chris Oladokun from the Chiefs. And I still don't know if I'm saying that name right, but...
North Dakota State, South Dakota State, one of those...
He was a South Dakota State guy, I do know that.
South Dakota State.
But I don't know how the hell to say his name, and that'll be the nightcap against the Broncos. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. We get, you know, Josh Johnson, and you get Dak Prescott, and then you'll get Jared Goff versus Brosmer, and then you'll get Bo Nix versus Oladokun.
Yeah. Still watch it. Watch everybody.
Yeah, we're still going to watch.
Everybody will watch.
I'm so happy it's happening, because that's what you get for stepping on the NBA like that. That's what you get. Bron told you last year you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And their numbers were insane, but I'm with you. I mean, like, this was always the NBA on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's like the NFL, you've got Thanksgiving.
Enough already.
You've got a lot of things.
My man, they made a great point yesterday, though. It's usually football on Thursday anyway, so I get this situation.
Dave. Yeah.
Great point.
But they did go out of their way last year on Wednesday.
There was
no need for that.
Nah.
The NFL will swerve out of their lane to hit people.
If it's
along
a Thursday
the way.
Through Sunday, I guess fine. But, man, come on. Lucius, let me ask you this.
What up?
Is Jake Paul good for boxing?
Yes.
Did you see those numbers?
No, I did not see the numbers.
Most watched boxing matches of the 21st century. They've added in now the total of Paul Joshua. Number five is Mayweather McGregor, 4.3 million. Mayweather Pacquiao was 4.6 mil.
An actual boxing match?
Paul Joshua, 33 mil. Canelo Crawford, 41 mil.
Okay, another one.
Paul Tyson, 108 mil is number one. So
that was the first time we got hosed. That's when we really got hosed, and we knew we were getting hosed at that point.
Yeah. I mean, big decline, $108 million, the first Netflix fight, it's free, and then it dropped to $33 million. So you're right. I mean, people were interested, and then they're like, okay, after that, I don't know.
We knew the rules was happening.
Those numbers are insane, man.
You guys kind of feel like that people tuned in because they knew this might be the chance of him getting knocked out?
Yeah, he was a real live heavyweight, and you're stepping because remember it was like, Javante Tank Davis at first, and Paul was standing over him, and you know just dominating that guy when it comes to size, And then when you took this fight, we knew, oh no, you're dealing with an actual unified champion and an Olympian.
When I saw the weigh-in, I said I might watch this just to watch this guy get punished.
Yeah, bro.
You know, but I think he's been great for the sport. I think he brings, it's kind of like Jerry Jones talking about, like, you know, any news is good news. This guy has people talking about
boxing.
He's
a great promoter. And what he's doing for women's boxing is amazing, too, well. Like Amanda Serrano and all. He's bringing great eyes in women's boxing. So I can't hate him on that side. And if he wasn't keep taking real fights like he just did, then I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to keep signing up to watch it.
He keeps taking real fights. He's not going to win another one.
I think
he
might be toast.
I don't think he would recover from this.
Jaw,
like,
like a double broken jaw or something.
It's going to be a while, bro. Your jaw bones is like one of the jaw muscle is one of the strongest muscles other than your heart. Yeah. Your whole body, like when it changes, it changes.
I know it's not good in boxing when your arms cross and they're down around your belt. I think that's a bad sign for you to get hit in the face, right?
Yeah. I did think it was impressive. He takes the punch and he just goes down and he goes, wow.
Wow. He's seen it coming. He was
he
set up.
He saw it.
Bam.
He
said,
saw it. Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. You know, credit to him, man. But yeah, he might be done. He might be. But two out of the top three most watched boxing fights.
He's good, man. He brings out.
Well, maybe he should just go in the promotional thing then.
I think he could be the
better version.
Please do.
They need him.
Yeah,
they absolutely.
And they're getting paid.
Yeah,
and mad eyes on him. It's working for everybody. Everybody's happy right now when it comes to boxing and that little world of Jake Paul.
940. I'm watching the Love Boat with the volume down, listening to you guys. Merry Christmas, fellas. Appreciate
I wonder
you.
If, okay,
exciting and brand new.
Text in if that's the version, like the Love Boat. Has there been a second or third version, or is this the original with the?
There has been a new Love Boat. Right.
Yeah, because if they're like the one from the 70s, like Doc. Yeah. Have you ever seen that one, Lucius?
Hell yeah, I have,
man. What was Doc always doing on the boat? I think he was prescribing himself penicillin and stuff a lot when he was,
I got to make sure my volumes are right
Gavin
on this
McLeod.
New board.
Hey. I think it was Ted Grandy. It's Ted Grandy. I don't know. It might be Ted Grandy. I think this guy's name. He was a senator from Iowa, but he was like the purser. What was the guy? gopher or something like that. Was
I have black
no
dude
idea.
With the handlebar mustache?
Yeah, Come on, fam. What?
There's Ted Lang. Ted Lang was the bartender. That was, yeah.
Teddy Lang.
Teddy Lang was the bartender.
You're yeah. the love
That's what
boat.
That was?
Yeah. Mm. he was the bartender.
I'm doing him. Teddy Lang.
Yeah. Ooh, Teddy Lang.
Teddy Lang.
Ooh, all right, let's get into our top 10. We'll get our G-Bag of the Day champ. And in true Christmas spirit, top 10 worst or embarrassing Christmas gifts you ever received. 877-881-1053. What's the worst or most embarrassing you've ever gotten for the holiday season? That's next. And then,
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nation. All right, we're going to get to our G-Bag of the Day champ. Gosh, Alien Ant Farm's version. I mean, it could be better. It's arguably better than MJ's version. It's so good. 877-881-1053. We'll get to our top 10 most embarrassing or worst Christmas gifts. And we'll be tracking Santa throughout the day, potentially. Just be sprinkling in. Where is Santa Claus right now? Because I know you're a believer.
They used to do that, like, as a kid, like,
during the news broadcast.
Channel 8.
And like, your mama let you know, oh, they let you know where Santa is. You'd be locked in, like, oh, okay, Utah.
We had a, Channel 8 would have a, they had this, like, bad radar. Like, they were on a submarine, you know? Like, it was, and all of a sudden they had the Santa, like, the sleigh would be.
Yes, and it just fly across.
Beep,
I love it.
It'd be, like, bleeping on the radar, and you're, like, going. Oh, yeah.
Santa. Man,
oh,
it's right. Really
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Oh. They got it. They got it covered.
It's amazing. Yeah, his arrival for DFW is scheduled for about 11 hours. Right now, he is in Moldova. I guess. Moldova. near Romania right now. So we'll be tracking where the heck Santa is. But let's send it into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander for our
All right, I win a champ of G-Bag of the Day so far. By the way, it happens again today at 5:30, a Christmas Eve edition. Got some good stuff. Wolchuk just to be alerted to some audio that Broadus has been talking about for 2 days now. Yeah. Might have it in there if I can weasel in it.
I hope I didn't oversell it.
No, it's good.
At the time, I just go, man, this Lucius needs to hear this.
Look, during TD Tuesday, most of those calls could be G-bag of the day situations because they're so good.
Yeah,
you didn't oversell it. All right, so new Sacramento State head coach is our winner and champ so far. One day, he says he's been him. He's been Himothy. Mm-hmm. His name was Alonzo Carter. He wants to get that Google me phrase straight.
Yes.
Might be new to me, and he was saying it. He says it now, and I'm mad because I should have copyrighted. I've been saying Google me. Any coach that know me, I was telling cats that back in the 90s or 2000. Whenever Google came out, I was saying Google me. So if you don't know me, Google me. Indiana coach, you Google me.
Indiana coach?
Stole my stuff, but that's all right.
He was up here doing a routine. He had a little twitch with it, a little rhythm.
Come on, fam.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What the hell's going on here? How dare you?
He said, I've been knowing Mark Zuckerberg.
Man, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I knew him in high school. Been knowing that dude.
All right.
We just call him Zuck.
Yeah. Zuck. Zuckerberg. Man, that. All right, let's get into our top 10 here. Okay. Top 10 most embarrassing / worst holiday gifts you've ever received here. And I got a couple of texts in. Some of them, they might be sexual in nature. I get that. That could be uncomfortable. That could be awkward, especially if the family's around. Have you ever had just a terrible holiday gift or one where you were like, that's embarrassing?
You know what? I used to have an aunt.
It's always the aunt. It's always the wacky aunt.
As a kid, I hated getting clothes.
Okay.
And I had an aunt that would always give me like a brown turtleneck, and I don't know why. And I'm 7 years old, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, how about just give me some money or give me some electric football teams or give me something, you know. Aunt Joanne, she would always throw in the brown turtleneck.
Shout out to Aunt Joanne.
And I didn't know why. I couldn't figure it out. Never wore the brown turtleneck. Mm. I wish she was around today to give me a brown turtleneck.
That's what I'm saying. I love clothes and stuff for Christmas.
But as a kid, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand. Give me the football.
Yeah, because you want something that you can play with.
Exactly.
More clothes that you have to fold up and put in a little drawer, and your mom's fussing you about.
It's like that time you're kind of fake acting. At Christmas time, you have to be somewhat of a little bit of an actor. Like, you know, it's kind of like when you're...
Oh, thanks.
It's kind of like when you're watching fireworks.
I love it.
And you get to the point where you do it for somebody else.
You're doing it for your parents. Like, you don't want to be rude.
Yeah, like somebody holds something up. You're like, oh, hey, that's nice. Ugh. And in real life, you're kind of looking, okay, what's the next gift's about to be?
Like? Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's the next thing?
That's a throwaway gift. That person didn't put much thought into it. I hated the clothes, too, as a kid. But it was always never good things. It was like sweaters or socks or, you know, things that I didn't. And I used to be dressed in the
socks,
turtleneck, too.
Socks are amazing for Christmas. Socks,
now,
underwear, and T-shirts and stuff.
I'm with you now.
I've always loved clothes and stuff. My parents had pretty good taste. Other than my mom tried to dress me up with some Steelers stuff one time.
Oh, that'll.
I'm talking about she bought so much Steelers gear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why? Did she go through a phase? Like, she just liked the colors or she was rocking Steelers?
We were in Oklahoma, and I guess there was a lot of Steelers fans in Oklahoma. Yeah. I got mad photos that I never show anybody.
Should have burned those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't. Like, but today you give me, like you're saying, Lucius, like, you could give me a pack of white T-shirts, Hanes T-shirts.
Yeah.
I will be the happiest guy in the world.
And
right
the undershirts that go with them, socks.
Yeah, I'd be the happiest guy in the world. You give me the boxes, all that stuff. I will clean out all my stuff to put the new stuff in.
Yeah, now as an adult.
But now as an adult, I am
different
all
story.
About that.
Different story. As all a kid, though, that. I was with you. I didn't want that.
So shoes? Like, if they dropped you off some shoes, you wouldn't be like, oh, this is fire.
Shoes would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in on the shoe game, but not clothes. And
okay.
Typically, it wasn't good clothes. That's the problem.
Okay.
It's like my grandparents giving me something.
Here's my rival to the cheesecake take that I have.
Oh, Lord. The views expressed by Brian Broaddus.
Did not reflect us.
Did not reflect Lucius or Zach today.
The rest of the G-Bag Nation. Maybe Dawson.
Is the gift card a lazy gift? It's useful.
Yes.
But is it lazy?
Technically, I guess it would be lazy, but it's a good gift.
Yeah, I'm happy with the gift card. Just make sure it works. I've had some bad experience with gift cards.
Oh, they don't give you the
it just didn't work, and I had to pay for everything.
Work.
Yeah, something. It was empty. Something happened.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah,
I'm kind of thinking that the gift card.
You like the gift card?
I like it.
That's the thing, though.
But I kind of feel like that, to me personally, I'm not going to give you a gift card because I feel like I owe it to you to
actually think about the gift.
Yeah. Like, okay, for example, like we with all of us, like we've had problems around here with my battery went dead.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about you guys, like the next time my battery goes dead, one of you I could ask, like those battery chargers.
Yep. Sure.
I was kind of like
and that was a thoughtful and super useful gift.
Yeah, I even bragged about it.
Yeah.
See, Brothers got me.
That's what I'm saying. To me, that like that's kind of like I could have given you a gift card to Rally House, and you could have got you a sweet SMU hat or a hoodie.
Okay.
But I was sitting there thinking, and I did go to Rally House. This just once again, I was thinking about you when I walked by the SMU section. but the thing with that, I've got to make it kind of a practical thing. At DallasCowboys.com, I was working with all those kids. And none of them had a good golf umbrella. So I bought them all cowboy, like 5-foot cowboy golf umbrellas.
You're observing, though. That's a good thing right there. When you're buying gifts, you're being observant.
I can't tell you how many times David Hellman walked into the office and he was just completely
drenched.
Kids don't even, they don't think.
No.
They don't look at the weather. They don't, they go out, they get drenched, they're cold, like, Chief, I should have bought Chief a jacket, a big ski jacket.
Some socks and shoes.
Yeah, because there's times I've worked with him, and like, he sat out there one day, and I had to give him my jacket, we were doing
soap.
A pregame show.
Some deodorant that's not of the earth.
My man is a hippie.
It's the wife.
He is a hippie.
Love.
Yeah.
She's a great, but I am into the thoughtful gift. I think the gift card is kind of a lazy out.
You're right. And my wife will get on me for that too. She's like, that's so lazy. But the
really?
Thing is, people like it.
Yeah,
if I'm not sure what to get,
you get to pick what you want,
or I know this is a place you like. Like the thought would be, okay, I know this person loves Chipotle, for instance, just anything. I know this is a store you like,
yes,
or Home Goods, you know, like
and make sure there's enough on there. You know, you don't go to an expensive place and give me just a little bit on that card. Now you got me looking crazy.
Okay, what's the minimum on the gift card?
Well, it has to match the place.
Yeah,
I've got to be able to get an item in there.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, you don't go to a steak place and just pay them, give them enough for an appetizer.
Yeah,
you're
going to get $20 or something like that at a beautiful steakhouse. Yeah, like, come on, man. Yeah. Now you're making me go to this place.
There you go.
The amount of on the gift card dictates if it's lazy or not from the 972.
Okay.
Hey, look at that.
I get that.
We locked in 972.
That's a fair assessment.
817 said they're out right now buying socks for the wife. I actually did give my wife new fuzzy socks for Hanukkah, but she needed some and loves them.
Are there gifts you give your significant other that they look at you like, what are you doing? Like, you don't want to get your significant other like a vacuum cleaner, right? Or something like,
there was one I did.
Something we had to clean up or something like that.
Yeah, I think I did get her one last year. It was like part of multiple gifts, but we needed a new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
But she saw this one that she specifically liked. That
like
also
a
like
Dyson.
It like mops the floor.
Oh,
and,
wow, yeah.
And she and there it was like $250. Like they're expensive.
No, they're not cheap.
So I did that. Technically was a gift, but it wasn't like the only thing that I got her.
It can't be the only thing, but it's not too bad. It's the workout equipment, Mr. Broadus. When you start getting the workout equipment for the wifeys,
Thighmaster.
Yeah. You know, they take it personal. You trying to say something?
Or get them the membership?
Yeah. Okay, dude, that's number one.
And then
one.
They never use it, and you're just always hanging clothes on them?
Man. Hey, I tell you what, treadmills are great clothes hangers.
That's it.
The arms on the elliptical, you can put a shirt over the top of that thing. Yeah.
Number 10 on the most embarrassing or just worst Christmas gifts is the generic mug that just says, like, world's best dad or world's best mom, just something generic as hell that just is not personal whatsoever. 9 is a fruitcake.
Tell you what, man.
I don't mind the ones with liquor in them.
That's what I'm saying. Put a little rum in that fruitcake.
I've never really had a fruitcake.
Lucius ain't wrong about that.
8 is a meat cookbook for vegetarians. That's pretty good.
That's not thinking right there.
That's something Eric would do, 100%.
Yeah.
7 is impersonal framed photos. So a framed picture of yourself that you give to somebody else.
I'll tell you what we did one year. We got pictures, like a frame, you know, multiple, like when you buy it at the store, it has different like people that you don't even know. We put it up on the wall to see if anybody would notice.
Oh, that's funny.
They would ask, like, man, who are these people?
Yeah.
A bunch of just random people. We're just like, let's see if anybody notices that we're not putting any pictures in this
6
thing.
Is the pet rocks. You know, they
that's
do,
back
like,
in the day.
The cat, yeah.
There's a guy right now and sitting somewhere in the Bahamas.
Buddy made a meal.
The mood ring, mm-hmm. the pet rock.
A meal, bro.
No question.
Dude, we've got, my parents have pet rocks to this day.
Yeah.
Cats.
To this day.
To this day.
Sitting somewhere in the Bahamas right now drinking a drink because of the pet rock.
Five is just a single sock.
What's that all about?
That would be an embarrassing gag gift.
Do you have stockings? You guys have stockings hanging?
We don't. I used to in my previous relationship.
The mother-in-law does the stockings at her crib. Yeah. Oh, my God. The stockings be so stuffed with cool stuff.
Dude, the stocking stuffers low key.
Stockings.
That's where you can, that's where you can get the earbuds.
Yeah, there's all like types of random things in the stocking.
Yeah. Good stuff in there, man.
Yeah.
Four is expired coupons. That's terrible.
Okay, can I ask another real quick one? Is getting some of the Powerball things up to $1.6 billion, are lottery tickets considered a good gift?
Those are stocking stuffers.
Yeah,
people
would
throw those in a stocking.
I like the scratch-offs.
But those are fun because you can win some money sometimes.
Okay,
now it's like, bam, woo, okay. I got $20 here for, so that, for
that's
Christmas.
That's a good gift then, right?
Yeah, good stocking stuffer.
All right, I like it.
Three is generic toiletries. Like I ran out of ideas, so here's a toothbrush.
That's another stocking stuffer. They're like the little dude wipes and the sprays and stuff.
Those can be useful for
sure. I'm just telling you, if somebody were to get me a toiletry kit, like to carry all that when I'm traveling,
yeah,
I think that's a practical gift.
Two is chore kits, like plumbing kits or coupon books, that type of stuff.
Ooh. Man, I don't know.
You might like that.
Yeah, home improvement stuff's pretty cool.
But Lucius, you nailed number one. It's weight loss items. Like, here's a diet book. Here's a scale. Hint, hint, you need to lose some weight. You're getting fat. Yeah, I don't want to say
they got scales now that if they turn green if you lose weight, and they stay red if you don't.
I've seen those advertised. That's kind of like when we used to go weighing at soda.
But those people were the most intimidating people. You lost 8 ounces. I really tried hard.
I'm sorry.
Hard. I tried really hard.
What did you
do
differently?
Yeah.
Well, I did have something I shouldn't have had on Saturday, and it ruined my whole damn week. I'm sorry. I had a fry.
Did you ever try to do the thing where you didn't eat for 2 days because you ate pizza on the third?
I would be hitting the sauna, like all kinds of stuff, dude, to try and make sure I had a good weigh-in. I was stressed out about those. And honestly, it was up until the Oxnard trip. I was like, boom, 4 to 5 pounds every single weigh-in.
You were on a Oxnard trip,
got me off, and... pause and it, every time after
and that was it. You just gave up from there.
It's kind of a struggle.
Nah, I get it, bro. It's hard to get back on the thing once you get off of.
Trust me.
When I took a header into that dresser, I knew
your
my
mom
dad,
was like, "You're
my,
done."
My
Brian.
Mom goes, "My you're mom done. Goes, you're done."
All right, let's get a college football darty going. Dan Lanning would rather play where? And where are some local quarterbacks projected to be playing next fall? That's
here at Blue Apron. We know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next year in the nation. Thank you, Lucius, and thank you to Frankel and Frankel as well. About to get into a college football darty. We got Jared Sandler talking some Rangers here in your home of Texas Rangers baseball at the top of the hour. But let's do it. Let's fire off the darty, baby.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
All right, let's do it.
They both started with C. I apologize. Here we go.
Krusty's Corner.
Right. Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get the right man, Cole.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
Oh, we've got the college football playoff viewership for the first round, and joining us is college football Carter, because you can't spell college football without Carter Freeman.
They are my initials.
And what is his final day with us here at 105.3 The Fan for now. Hopefully we'll be back to rejoin his FANU counterparts in what is, I think, one of the best shows we've ever had over in weekend programming here at The Fan.
You're too kind. Brennan, Jake, and I have had a lot of fun this season doing FANU University. They're going to continue hosting on the weekends. I encourage you to listen to them, but it's been a very, very fun season.
You guys have done an incredible job, and it's awesome firing that up on Saturday morning, getting ready for college football. But the numbers, I didn't lie. The most watched game of the weekend for the first round was Carter Freeman's Oklahoma Sooners.
Got a victory.
As they hosted the Alabama Crimson Tide, 14.9 million viewers. Miami A&M was at 14.8 million, courtesy of ESPN, and then a big decline for each game. Ole Miss, Tulane, 6.2, and then JMU Oregon at 4.4 million viewers. So clearly the public letting the committee know, we don't care for these group of five schools.
And they scheduled it like this for a reason, too, because you had NFL games going up against both of these blowouts.
And that certainly impacts the numbers here, 100%.
Especially the night game. I mean, that was Bears-Packers for the NFL. That's a huge division matchup. And it ended up being a very good game, too. So pretty easy for a lot of people to flip over to that instead of, and look, James Madison, they covered.
They did.
They sure did.
One of my buddies so ticked off about that cover.
Sure did.
Which, if you're Oregon, you got to be feeling a little nervous about the way your defense played in the second half of that game because Texas Tech ain't going to let you do the same thing.
No, and speaking of Texas Tech and Oregon, here was Dan Lanning saying, hey, we might need to fix this moving forward.
I don't know if there's a side advantage. I think it's just more of an indicator that the way we do playoffs in college football is messed up. Right. I mean, in my opinion, we're really excited to be going to the Orange Bowl. But this game should be played at Texas Tech. Right. They're the higher seeded team. We should play a week like right after the last game. The next playoff game should be the next Saturday. The next playoff game should be the next Saturday. The next playoff game should be the next Saturday and the championship game. But we're trying to fit a lot of things in different sequence. But in my opinion, this game should be played at Tech. There should be a home field advantage for them. But I know their fans will travel, our fans will travel, and we're really excited to be playing in the Orange Bowl. So I could talk about what ifs and all those pieces. There's definitely a skill and an art to making sure that your team's prepared when you have long breaks. And I think that was clear last year. Certainly it'll be clear now. You got a little bit more time to prepare for this game, but a little bit different than the last one. And that's the other part that doesn't make really a lot of sense is the sequence of days in between each game and each playoff. There's just not really a rhythm. And for us as a coach, it's about how do you create that rhythm? How do you challenge yourself to say, okay, how can we keep things the same as much as possible for our players? And it's tough when you have big gaps and big breaks like that. But I don't know that it's a sided advantage for one team or the other. You're dealing with different issues.
Carter, Dan Lanning doesn't have to worry about something.
Which is?
Money.
No, he does not.
This is exactly why they're doing this. You know, and the reason is because of these football programs, large amounts of money. The government said that, listen, you could pay these guys and you have to $20, $30 million, whatever you want to do. These university presidents, athletic directors, Dan Lanning had better get used to games being played on different times because it's going to be about money. And if you want the best programs, now he doesn't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it too much at Texas Tech anymore.
That's what I was about to say, is this matchup is kind of between the two teams.
The halves. The two halves are going at it right now.
The most brazen schools spending money, right? Yeah. Oregon's been like this for about 15 years with Phil Knight and the Nike money, but now Texas Tech, Cody Campbell, they're right up out front too, saying, yeah, we're going to spend, and so far they've spent it really, really well.
They're great at evaluating, but this is not going to change, right?
I think we could end up at a place, in my mind, it would be a 16-team college football playoff where the top four seeds don't get byes. They get to host a home game as well. Beyond that, I know that the college football playoff and the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl and the classic bowl games, the New Year's Six, if you will, they have deals that extend throughout, I don't know how long, but for the next 5, 6, 7 years, because that's how these college football playoff polls or these college football playoff rankings and the tournament, they're on like a 12-year basis, more or less.
Yeah.
So they're going to be at these classic sites for a decade to come, I would guess.
And the Rose Bowl was not – they were not budging.
No, they didn't know their time.
The Rose Bowl was not about to budge.
New Year's Day at 3 o'clock Central, or I guess, 1 p.m. Pacific, because you need that sunset over the San Gabriel Mountains.
Right.
Which, look, I'm here for that.
It's the best setting in college football when it's all said and done.
I wouldn't be upset if they had every national championship game at the Rose Bowl.
No, either would I. I'm here for – and Joey McGuire's been talking about this season. Move the season up.
Yeah.
Get rid of one of your open weeks. Play your entire playoff through the month of December. Play your national championship on New Year's Day.
But isn't this weekend a missed opportunity? Like, why couldn't we, to Dan Lanning's point, why aren't we playing the second round of the playoffs now, the quarterfinal round?
Well, because we like the Rose Bowl, but then they're sticklers for winning, and they're not going to have...
Well, they could get a semifinal.
They're not going to have the show. They're not going to spread them out. That's the thing, is having them on the holiday too, New Year's Eve for the Cotton Bowl, New Year's Day for the other three, it just, to them, it makes more sense because the NFL is not playing on those days either.
Right.
No, that's true. They're not.
Because we have a Saturday NFL game this year, right? We have, I think it's Packers-Ravens?
Yes, Packers-Ravens will be, I think it's a Peacock game.
Okay, so gross.
Yeah, another streamer. So that's, it is. It is weird with the schedule, and then now you've got a bunch. For Texas Tech, the 3.5 weeks off, Joey talked to us about that, and that didn't work well for Oregon last year.
All four teams that had byes last year lost their first game.
Yeah.
But to your point about them being at home, the FCS playoffs, they're all at home sites up until the championship game. The Division II playoffs, the Division III playoffs, maybe the NAIA, I'm not too sure about those. But point being, all of the other major football tournaments in the NCAA, they are at home sites. So I think you could, once you get to the next round of the college football playoff deal, you'll probably get more of a push because we've seen 8 of these home games. And having been to one, I'm like, I'm here for this.
It's incredible. It is incredible.
If we got a home game, it'd be so crazy.
Carter, what about these the teams like the James Madisons and the Tulanes and those schools playing the 12th seed for the play-in, for the right to be in the tournament? Like, if you're the final team of the 12, you have to play. You get to play
Army-Navy weekend?
Yeah, you get to play James Madison or North Texas for the right to be in.
But we get that already with the conference championship games. Because this is the last time you'll ever see two Group of Five teams make the playoff. I'm fairly certain about that.
They're gonna change
the rule.
They're gonna change the rule.
The conferences, meaning the ACC, is going to change their rules so they always get their top teams in the championship game. You're never gonna see a Miami, who's the highest ranked team in the conference by far, not play for a conference title. They are going to change that. So I can't be mad at Tulane and James Madison. They played the season. They did whatever they had to do.
I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying, though, is there a better way to get those teams in instead of just giving them the bid?
Yeah.
But this year, if the ACC didn't implode in on itself, and Miami was their champion, you would have had that between North Texas and Tulane. So you already get that to a degree. I think having the second team be in there too, that's what's throwing people's minds off. And again, that's not their fault.
That's not going to happen anymore, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, the Group of Five schools, they want to have the chance to go play the Power Four schools and knock them off. And you can also, there's the flip side of this too, is the Group of Five now is not what the Group of Five was 10 years ago. Because 10 years ago, you had Cincinnati, you had SMU, you had Houston, you had UCF, who has a national championship
to their name. Was it West Virginia, a Group of Five?
Well, they
worked their way up.
They were Big East. Big East was
okay. That's right.
Remember, it used to be Power Six.
Yeah.
The Big East used to exist,
oh,
and then
because
remember TCU and Boise State and San Diego State were going to join the Big East, and then that fell apart, and they ended up going where they went. But the Group of Five now is not what it once was, but it still deserves its seat at the table, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd like to see them play their way in. And somehow I'd like to see them play. Like I said, I like to see them, whoever you determine the 12th team is, that team has to play. They have to play. You get a chance to knock off the 12th team to get in, the last team.
I don't think the schools would go for that. Because, look, you're all that. If you play all, that's like the, remember the one game wild card for the MLB?
Yeah.
Nobody really liked that, right? And
sure.
That would be a similar, and I know football's different than baseball, but I think the way it's set up too now is that it makes the regular season for these teams that much more important too.
Yeah.
Because if that's you're Tulane and UNT, you have to play well the entire year to get to that point. And so I think when it's only going to be one team, because I think in a lot of years you're going to have two teams from one conference generally be the two best. Like last year, if UNLV had beaten Boise State, UNLV would have made the CFP.
Yeah.
So they played each other in the title game. Boise State won. Same thing this year with Tulane and with North Texas. Wonder if that game was going to go to the CFP
the American
no matter
was good
what.
This year. I mean, Memphis was solid. Navy was good. USF had a good run.
No shots at Troy and Goose Crowder, their quarterback, who James Madison beat in the Sun Belt title game. But they weren't going to the CFP if they'd won.
Yeah.
So I just think because there were the two Group of Five teams, that's what frazzled everyone's brains. But believe me, we're not going to see that again.
Real quick, here's some of the projections the Athletic has for these quarterbacks in the transfer portal. Sam Leavitt, Arizona State, going to Miami. Dylan Raiola of Nebraska going to Louisville.
I've seen a lot of smoke there.
That's a fit there. They have Josh Hoover of TCU going to Indiana.
That was the first school that came out for him that was like, yeah, keep an eye on them.
How about Drew Mestemaker, my North Texas Mean Green, Oregon?
That's interesting because I really think he'll end up at an SEC school. I don't know where, but someone's going to give him a lot of money.
Let me tell you what,
DJ Lagway at Baylor.
If you're a really good quarterback, go to Oregon. You get a chance to be picked very high in the NFL draft.
You sure do. You sure do. Brennan Soresby Tech, by the way.
That's going to happen.
Yeah,
I think we've
all kind of known
that for a while.
And for LSU, Brian, they currently have Austin Simmons, the redshirt junior from Ole Miss, who Lane Kiffin has been developing behind Trinidad Chambliss for 2 years.
Chambliss is trying to get the 6 year, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of complicated what's going on there.
With the Division II versus...
We'll see what happens.
I saw
Thomas Castellanos officially dropped his appeal, so he's just going to enter the draft, the Florida State quarterback.
And his appeal never made sense because it was like, well, I played five games this year, so that shouldn't count.
Yeah,
if you play four or more games, it counts. Like, I'm sorry, buddy, we stretch the rules a lot in college football, but that's a pretty hard and fast one. Is if you play more than four games, that's a year of eligibility used.
I liked him better when he was at Boston College and they were knocking people off.
Yeah, they had a good year. They missed him.
Yeah. They ran a nasty wheel route with him at Boston
College.
Yeah.
Carter, we love you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you guys
appreciate
for having me on. And look, it's been an honor talking with you guys, working with you guys for 6 years. I appreciate it. And I'm not going away. I was a Tolo before I worked here. I will be a Tolo after I leave.
That's my guy. Yeah, please. Do not be a stranger. All right, let's talk Rangers with Jared Sandler coming up next year on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.